This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 628. 1 hour a day for improving English and raising scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we do a study plan for a busy mom and IELTS student, providing specific activities for 1 hour a day to fit more English into your busy lives. Hey, Lizzie, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, I am just really getting excited for our webinar that's coming up the 23rd and the 24th of October. How are you feeling about this webinar?
Super excited. I mean, as we record this, we are working hard on planning right now. And you know what? This is when you know you are fortunate, is when you love your work as much as we do. Because I love choosing the vocabulary and planning, like the super amazing sample part three answers. Getting all of this together for you guys is really fun for me, but it's also super beneficial for you.
Well, it's super beneficial, and you guys don't want to miss this webinar because we're going to show you the one mistake that you are basically guaranteed to make on speaking part three if you don't prepare properly, and you want to know exactly what that mistake is. We're going to share it. We're going to go into more detail on the webinar.
Yes, you guys, speaking part three is your last chance to impress the examiner. So come to this webinar, you guys. Be the best prepared student on your exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/mistake, M-I-S-T-A-K-E. Sign up now, guys, because this is going fast. These spots are filling up super fast.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we have some exciting news to announce today, Jessica.
Yeah. You guys, we had the review contest in September.
Yes.
And we got so many amazing reviews. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. You could still leave a review, even if it's not the contest.
Yeah, for sure.
We have chosen one lucky reviewer at random to be invited on the show.
Okay, so let's do a drum roll. Jessica, give me your best drum roll. Okay, pretty good. All right, so listen up, guys. Here is the winner. This special listener is going to get a chance to come on the show. So shouting out to Abner from Brazil.
Yes.
Yes, abner.nato is the username. This person reviewed us on September 9th this past month. And thank you for that review. Abner, go ahead and reach out to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we will get you going with your free chance to get on the podcast. And what does Abner get on this episode, on this guest episode?
So, Abner, you get to ask me any IELTS questions that you have on the show, and I can give you personal answers. And of course, guys, these are questions that I'm sure many students have, so it'll be helpful to everyone. But Abner, this is your chance, man. So you can email Lindsay. You can also email me, jessica@allearsenglish.com, and we can organize that recording.
Okay, good. So go ahead and reach out, Abner. Don't miss it. And we are looking forward to hearing your voice on the show. And a special thank you to everyone else that participated in this review contest. Guys, keep your eyes out for the next one coming up soon.
Yes, awesome. All right, so speaking of wonderful listeners of this podcast, we got, I got an email from a student who's in our course in Three Keys IELTS, and she's fantastic. But she was wondering if we could do a show about this or a blog about this. And guys, this is all about how to use your extra time to improve your overall English, and not even extra time, just finding the time you have 1 hour a day. How can we improve in 1 hour a day?
Yeah.
So I'm going to read some parts of her email, guys, and just see if you can find yourself in this story. So she says, I am a busy mom of two and a half year old twin boys.
Wow.
Also, That's a lot. Also, my husband and I work full time and we don't have any family members for helping us in Toronto where we live. I'm trying to study IELTS from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m., but it's not always the case. It doesn't work because I have other things to do or I'm really tired. I feel overwhelmed because there are so many awesome suggestions from you and Lindsay about additional things we can do to improve our overall English for IELTS. For example, listen to podcasts and talk about it for 5 minutes. Read newspapers, write the main ideas. I love all those suggestions, but could you please make a blog with a weekly example of how to organize this on a weekly basis. You did something similar about doing exercise and studying for IELTS that I really liked, but I haven't done yet. Could you please plan something for 1 hour a day so I can follow up?
Yeah, I think this is great, Jessica, because this, I bet a lot of our listeners are in this position. Maybe you have young children, you have a career, you have a family. I mean, it's hard enough not taking IELTS. It's hard enough just to get by with a young family when you're raising kids and that sort of thing. But putting IELTS on top of it, wow.
It's a lot. Yeah. So we have some super useful advice for you guys today. 1 hour a day, 5 days a week to improve your overall English. So note, guys, this isn't about just the IELTS test practice because you need to do that too, but you cannot only do that. If you are only doing the test strategies and the test practice, your English won't improve. That doesn't improve your English. It improves your test skills. Right. And that's not enough. Guys, you have to improve your overall English if you want a 7 or higher.
Exactly. So that's why our study plan in 3 Keys IELTS has a balanced approach, guys. We show you how to do both, especially if you're in the 60-day plan, you get more of the balanced activities. But let's put together a little plan for our friend here, Mariella, and for all our other listeners who are struggling with the same thing.
Okay, awesome. This is so fun, you guys. So on Monday, I think you should start strong, right? Like kick it off with motivation. Say, this is what I am learning today. So Monday morning, before you go to work, on your way to work, while you're making breakfast, make it a family-friendly podcast you can listen to with your kids, but spend 20 minutes that morning listening to a podcast made for native speakers. Still listen to our podcast, but for the purposes of improving for IELTS, listen to something made for native speakers. And then when it finishes, talk out loud about it for 5 minutes.
Do you have a really quick, just one single recommendation for Mariella, a favorite podcast? Short morning one. Yeah.
So I really like the podcast Disgrace Land. It's one person talking. It's not family friendly, though, just so you know. But it's about like crazy singers and musicians and movie stars and the stories about them. So it's awesome. I recommend that.
That's good. All my podcasts are kind of business oriented or very niche oriented. One is about diet. They're just too niche. So I have no recommendations.
Oh, get niche. Get niche with it. Get just niche. One title. What do you like?
I really like, let's see. Okay. There's this podcast by my friend and it's called Let's Veg About It. So it's about vegetarian and vegan eating. I'm not a vegan. I lean vegetarian, but it's about diet and it gets you thinking on a deeper level about health and what you put into your body. So also could be motivating.
Yeah. The most recent Science Versus was about veganism. So there's another
Science Versus has a new season?
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so excited.
You need to check it out. Okay. So we can go on about our dorky podcasts, but so that's 20 minutes and then 40 minutes Monday night. I want you to binge 2 episodes of your favorite Netflix series. And then after that, come back to our Facebook group. If you are in our course, come back to our Facebook group and write a summary about what happened in that story.
Yeah, and it's easy enough to binge on Netflix, especially if you love the series, because right at the end, they say starting next in 10 seconds.
So easy
enough.
Easy and that enough. Time has gotten shorter and shorter that they load. Like they want you to binge, really? Right?
That's so funny.
So guys, I'll recommend a quick one, Maniac. It's a new series on Netflix. It stars Emma Stone and she's incredible, but it's this cool mix between like sci-fi and romance and like it's also a thriller. It's amazing.
Yeah, one that I like is The Good Doctor. Usually I'm not into medical dramas, but this particular one is about a doctor with autism. And it's really, really interesting the way that he's positioned inside the hospital. He's an absolute genius. He's able to find solutions that other doctors can't, other surgeons can't. And it's fascinating. It's a really cool show called The Good Doctor on Netflix.
Okay. I didn't know that was on Netflix. Oh, I can finally check it out.
Yeah, that's on Netflix. Cool. I think it's on. Oh, you know what? That might be on a different network. I'm going to have to get back to you on that. We'll put the notes in the show notes.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do a follow up in the blog post. Okay. What should she do on Tuesday to get that extra hour of English, Lindsay?
Okay, well, so let's see. We recommend that you take advantage here of your lunchtime on Tuesday, right? So take 30 minutes to read an article and speak out loud about that article using some of the vocabulary, Mariella, that you saw in that article. So it's time to start reading on Tuesday.
Yeah, so this plan, you guys, we've worked in every skill you need for IELTS. So this is definitely one of those episodes to take notes on. Come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.alliersenglish.com. This is episode 628. So we will type this out for you. So check that out. So yeah, so that's 30 minutes at lunch. And then what's for the other 30 minutes on Tuesday? Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Remember, you have a special bonus for you waiting when you sign up for 3 Keys IELTS. Only for podcast listeners. Get your bonus, How to Wake Up the Examiner on Your Speaking Exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Okay, well, in the evening, we want you to meet with a speaking partner. So it's really impossible to study English 100% by yourself. Okay,
you
guys?
Can't,
so
yeah.
You can't because English is a productive activity. You need to practice producing the language, as we always say. We need to practice both sides, producing and kind of receiving it. So go ahead and find yourself a speaking partner. iTalki is a great place to find a speaking partner if you're in your course, in our course, rather. I think Mariella is in 3 Keys. She can find a speaking partner in Facebook, in our Facebook group. So that would be the first place to go. Yeah.
Definitely. I love this plan because it splits up the time, right? So if you're a mom, there's always this mom guilt that accompanies any time you're taking for yourself or for your own goals, right? So this really sort of minimizes that because you're using your lunch break, you're using time when you're around your kids and you're splitting it up. You can take half an hour. You can ask your husband or your partner to, you know, take the kids to the park, take 30 minutes. This is important. This is for your family, even in the long term, right? Mm-hmm. So sure, yeah. Okay, great. Wednesday, guys. Let's see. So Wednesday, watch 30 minutes of that episode that you like on Netflix, and then take 30 minutes to write in a diary. So this is to develop the writing fluency. You can write about the episode that you're into, what you like about it, the characters, what you think will happen. You can also just write about what's worrying you right now, because getting anxiety out in that way is it. Man, this happened to me like over the weekend when I wasn't feeling my best, and that makes me feel sad. So you know what? I just sat down and I wrote about my goals and some action plans, you know, and that made me feel immediately better. It takes the pressure off. So consider doing that for the 30 minutes of writing practice on Wednesday.
And I like the idea of kind of doing something therapeutic in English. So it's like we're living our lives in English. We're not just keeping English as an academic activity. We are actually taking part in something we would normally do in our native language, but we're doing it in English. I love it.
Yeah. And we've had other episodes, guys, about how to immerse yourself in English, even when you're not in an English speaking country. So I will link to those episodes in this blog post as well. Let's see. Thursday, Lindsay, what's going going on for Thursday?
Thursday, we're going to wake up. We are well into the week, looking towards the weekend, but we're going to start the morning off with a podcast. You know, podcasts, they can be motivating. They're actually a very intimate connection you have with the material because it's right in your ears. It's just you and the podcasters. It's very cool. So, Jessica, are we going for the same podcast that we listened to on Monday, or are we going to try a new one?
I think you should try a new one. I think maybe on Monday do, you know, like a personal niche sort of preference, like music or pop culture or news or whatever. And then I think you should make the Thursday morning podcast a motivational one as far as, you know, like Tim Ferriss or one of the, you know, self-help that talks about self-improvement. Listen to something like that Thursday morning. And that really propels you through the end of the week when you're starting to be like, oh God, this is so hard. So let's do a motivational one on Thursday.
Yeah, I love that. And maybe in the blog post, we'll brainstorm a few more in each category and we'll put them in the post here so you know what to look for. But yeah, Tim Ferriss is a good one. He has an interesting way of kind of reverse engineering learning. That is kind of his thing. He tries to understand learning on a deeper level, and he does all kinds of interesting experiments, or at least he used to. I don't know what he's up to these days.
I don't listen to that really, but I do. I have gotten into another motivational speaker named Kyle Cease lately. I'll link to that in the blog as well, because he used to be a stand-up comedian and he has this approach about meditation that's it's fun and it's motivational. So Friday, guys, Friday, get into the real world. Let's take English into the real world, especially like our student. She lives in Toronto. So you can go out into the world and do a meetup. If you're a parent, it could be a play date. If you don't live in an English speaking country, you can find a meetup in English. Or if you can't, organize something on Skype. So it's not just a speaking partner, but if you're in our course, organize it so it's three or four students all meeting together for an hour.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many things that this particular student could do in Toronto. There's just no excuse, right? I mean, there is a way to make this happen. And this speaks to the idea that we said before in the middle of the week that English is a productive activity. You must be learning out in the world. Plus, it's going to make it more fun and more relevant, again, to bring it back to connection.
Yeah, exactly, guys. You need to create these positive associations with English before your exam. If you're stressing yourself out and all you're doing is like just doing test practice by yourself in your room, not making real connections in English, then that is not going to lead to the highest scores. You might be able to get a 6, right? Because a 6 is like meh. The 6 is the meh score of IELTS. Mm. But if you want higher than a meh, then you need to be making real connections, making it interesting for yourself to keep improving.
Oh, I love that. I love that. This is so good. I hope our listeners go and take this plan and they run with it, because I feel like this could apply to so many of our students who are getting ready for the exam.
Oh my gosh, tons, guys. Challenge yourself. Just try it out for 2 weeks. Do this for 2 weeks. And if you don't see an improvement, well, that's impossible, because you will see an improvement. So do this for 2 weeks. And you know what? Come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 628. Leave a comment. Tell us, share with us, connect with the IELTS community on how this is going for you. And if you're in our course, do the same thing, but on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget that this particular student is in our course. And in addition to this plan that she now has, she has our full study plan where we actually go through the strategies. So that's the other piece that we don't want to leave behind, right, guys, is learning the strategies,
right?
Learning the technical aspects of each part of the test and how to get there, how to get to that 7 or higher.
Yeah, because this hour a day with podcasts and binging series, that's not gonna completely raise your score for IELTS. You need the strategies, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Oh, no.
Oh, but there's
a
better place to go.
We have a special bonus.
There's a better place to go, guys. We have a special bonus just for you guys as podcast listeners. So Jessica put together a video and a guide how to wake up the examiner, right?
This is so awesome.
awesome. Important on the speaking test, because again, that's a human being on the other side of you giving you a score, and there are certain specific things you can do to increase that score immediately.
Yes, and everything in the course and in this bonus is directly connected to the scoring system, guys. There's nothing wasted. There's no time fillers. Everything's connected to your score. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. That's how you can get those Skype sessions with me. So sign up there, guys, because that's the only way you'll get this bonus for the speaking exam.
Exactly. Either one of those links will get you the bonus, but the basic, the allearsenglish.com/basic is our basic course, our full system, 24/7 access to our strategies and our video lessons. And allearsenglish.com/coach is the personal coach plan. So that includes two meetings with Jessica. One is a 30-minute mock speaking test, and the other is a 60-minute writing lesson. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Great, great,
yay!
Great.
Yay. This has been an amazing episode. Guys, so much.
Epic.
You got to come back to the blog for this one, you guys, unless you were just taking massive notes the whole time. So come back to the blog for more resources.
Okay,
Lindsay.
All right. We'll see you soon, Jessica. Take care. Have a good week.
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.